Hello, DJ P's Rock Vinyl, back with you again for another of my episodes. And we continue on our Genesis journey. But it's not an album this time. It's an EP, yes, an extended play that was done following the Wind and Wuthering album. Yes, I'm talking about the Spot the Pigeon EP that was released in May 1977, which contains three songs that were originally written during the Wind and Wuthering sessions, but they weren't actually included on the final album. So you can debate for yourself if you think any of these tracks should have been on that album, and there's different opinions on that one. Now, I remember buying this EP in Birmingham from a shop called Reddington's Rare Records. I thought I got myself a right little buy at the time. And I really enjoyed all the tracks. Now, I know it's probably not as rare as all that, this EP. And a number of the tracks have been played. But I'm going to play you all three of them today. Now, the first track is actually about one of my other favourite things in life, football. Yeah, it's called Match of the Day. And here we have drummer, singer Phil Collins expressing his disdain for Match of the Day, saying it was not our finest hour looking back at it. I wrote the embarrassing lyrics and the track featured an attempt to bring some of the hipper grooves of the day into Genesis. Now, I actually think it's a good song. It's a good fun song. And what's wrong with that from Genesis? So here you go. Match of the day. It's the only way to spend your Saturday.
Breath.
Match of the day from Genesis there, from the Spot the Pigeon EP. And now we're going to follow that track on with the next track from the EP, a track called Pigeons. Yeah, now this track is driven by one note, banjolele line, that parodies English musician George Formby. What you've got to imagine is a wonderful Steve Hackett sat there just playing this one line throughout the whole song. Once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head, you know. I suppose that's what pigeons do to you, really. Do your head in a bit. Anyway, Steve commented that the thing about pigeons was that it was possible for the band to play a whole note. The whole thing. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding. And it was unvarying, whilst the keyboard changed and Tony Banks tried to do as many different chords as possible. Well, I don't know. Say what you think about it, but I do like this track. And it just starts with a great line. Who put 50 tons of shit on the Foreign Office roof?
Who suffers from unknown diseases? Who gets the money when the sun comes up and makes their beds? Paper clips, bus tickets, all around their heads. Who congregate around the Trafalgar Square, taking watch outs and tourists.
There we have the wonderful Pigeons from Genesis. A ding a ding a ding ding. Yeah, it's a good track, I think. And now, here's probably the most Genesis track of the EP, really. And it was very unlucky, I think, that this didn't get onto the main album. Now, it's got a slightly strange theme to it. And it depends how you interpret the lyrics. But I think you just have to bear with it, maybe. It's a bit creepy, but let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a minute. But it has got some of the most amazing keyboards from Tony Banks. Yes, it's inside and out, which combines some images of folk and progressive pop for what would be the last time in the band's career with Hackett as an active member. Now, Steve Hackett remains adamant that the song exemplifies the band's multi-layered sound and should have been included on the album Wind and Wuthering. I think it's one of the stronger tracks that didn't make it onto the album, he told Vintage Rock in 2017. I think it should have been because it has a very beautiful sound to it, right from the word go. It's got that Genesis multi-jangle thing where it sounds like one guitar, but it's a whole bunch of guitars all playing the same thing. The song was performed several times on the Wind and Wuthering tour in 77. Now, the first section, Inside, concerns a man who's wrongfully imprisoned for rape. And I think that wrongfully is important, really, for the lyrics in this song. The second section, Out, is an instrumental passage that represents the man's freedom. And this is where Tony Banks lets rip. Inside and out.
Conway says it will be fine, just as long as he can toe the line. It's the same old story, but it says you're more, you're not to worry, 'cause some you lose and some. The party he was on his own. All he did was say he'd take her home. But it seems they didn't go straight there, 'cause on the porch she told him, put your hand here. Yes, it's that same old story. They told her mom she's not to worry if what she says is so. We'll never let him go. Never will he be heard, not even the sound of a word. Singing it over again. Story, never the same as before. See the summer going out by the door. Now that you've been in those eyes, get another disguise. Free, but don't worry,
There we have the brilliant Inside and Out from Genesis from the Spot the Pigeon EP. And, oh, it's magnificent the way the keyboards and the guitars just ebb and flow in and out at the end of that track. Absolutely Hackett and Banks at their best there. And, of course, it's a shame that that was the last track, really, that was released from Genesis with those two in the band. Well, with obviously Steve in the band. But anyway, there you have it. It was the Spot the Pigeon EP today that sort of bridges between Wind and Wuthering and the next album from Genesis, which for me is quite a special one. But more of that next time. So this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl. Look me up on Twitter. Comment on my podcasts, please. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think and what you want to hear. And that's it for now. So goodbye for now.